Not a lot of presidential candidates invoke the name of Richard Nixon, but that's exactly what GOP hopeful John Kasich does. As part of NPR's Journey Home series, Don Gagne digs into the origins of why. It all goes back to a complaint Kasich had about his dorm room 45 years ago.
John Kasich is nothing if not persistent. He was a kid from the working-class town of McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, but he went to college at The Ohio State University, and that's where he kicked off his presidential campaign this summer. OSU football legend and two-time Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin warmed up the crowd.
O-H! No, 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 I said O-H! Now that's better.
Moments later, Kasich was on stage at his alma mater and reminiscing about his old dormitory.
I found myself on the 19th floor of one of those towers. You could hit it with a stone from here. The place was 23 floors high. Ohio State can be a pretty intimidating place.
But Kasich the student was anything but intimidated, and there's one tale from back then that's become a campaign staple for him. As a college freshman, he had some complaints about that high-rise dormitory, including a rule forbidding residents from opening the windows. He says he got nowhere with housing officials.
So I called the president's office and started badgering them until they finally let me in.
The university president that fall of 1970 was named Novice Fawcett. Kasich says he immediately took notice of the nice desk, the leather upholstered chairs, the beautiful rugs. And after raising his complaints, he asked what exactly a college president does. Fawcett noted his academic and fundraising responsibilities. Then he mentioned something else.
He says, tomorrow I'm going to go down and visit with President Nixon. And I said, well, sir, there's a number of things that I would like to talk to him about also. Do you think I could go with you? And he said, no.
But Kasich, quick on his feet, asked if Fawcett would hand-deliver a letter to Nixon for him.
And he said, well, I guess I could do that.
Kasich wrote the letter praising Nixon as, quote, not only a great president, but an even greater person. He asked to come visit him in Washington. Days later, there was a letter in his dormitory mailbox from President Nixon himself. Kasich immediately called his parents.
And my mother answers the phone. I said, Mom, I'm going to need an airline ticket. President of the United States would like to have a meeting with me in the Oval Office. And my mother is shouting, honey, pick up the phone. There's something really wrong with Johnny, you know?
There's an official White House photo of Kasich in the Oval Office, looking even younger than his 18 years, shaking Nixon's hand. Both are smiling. It's dated December 22nd, 1970. But there's no telling exactly what they talked about because there aren't any notes detailing the conversation. And this was just 2 months before Nixon's infamous Oval Office taping system was installed. Back at Ohio State, Kasich's friends and acquaintances all heard the story over and over. David Leland was a student at the time.
Yeah, we all heard about it. It was kind of weird, okay? I mean, it was because Nixon wasn't exactly a figure that was admired on the campus of Ohio State at that particular time.
It was the era of Vietnam War protests and the draft, but Kasich was a proud and vocal Republican. Leland, meanwhile, was and is a Democrat. He is currently a state lawmaker in Ohio. Today, he's a Hillary Clinton supporter, but he says he's glad Kasich is in the race on the GOP side. As for that moment from the highlight reel of Kasich's college days, Leland adds this.
You got to admire the guy's guts and his ability to do what he wants to do. Whatever your own political views are or your views of him personally, you have to admire his ability to set a goal and make it happen. And that's pretty much what he's done, you know, throughout his life.
Now, there is one other detail worth noting from that Oval Office moment 45 years ago this month. Kasich recalls that he was told he'd have exactly 5 minutes with Nixon.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I got a new jacket, new shirt, new tie, new pants. I'm not coming out in 5 lousy minutes. They're out of luck.
White House logs from that day show the meeting started at 12:31 p.m. and ending at 12:51, 20 minutes. It's easy to see that same persistent, pushy kid in the now 63-year-old John Kasich, except this time he's looking to actually move into the White House. Don Gagne, NPR News.